As they move across Iraq, U.S. troops are searching for chemical and biological weapons. Suspicious sites will be investigated by expert teams made up of soldiers and scientists. Those teams could play a critical role in assessing U.S. contentions that Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, NPR's John Hamilton reports.
General Tommy Frank spent part of the day addressing rumors about a chemical weapons plant near the city of Najaf. During a press conference, he said he couldn't confirm the rumors, but he added that since the war began, there have been many reports involving possible weapons of mass destruction.
We probably have received, several handfuls of bits of information about potential WMD locations. Some of those locations are in areas where we have control. Some we have not yet gone into.
Checking out those locations falls to experts like those in the Army's Technical Escort Unit.
We stand ready 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to go wherever the Army tells us in response to a chemical or biological incident or emergency.
Lieutenant Colonel George Leecakes is in charge of the unit. He says it has about equal numbers of civilians and military personnel, and it includes scientists who've spent years studying chemical and biological weapons. The unit has equipment that can be used on site to detect even trace amounts of materials ranging from nerve agents to anthrax spores. And Leecakes says the unit has been busy since the attack on the World Trade Center.
We provided support in response to the Senator Daschle letter, the anthrax letter that was sent to the Russell Hart Building. We also provided teams to go down and sample the Pentagon mailrooms.
Leecakes says the unit's members are trained to treat every site they investigate like a crime scene.
That's one of the great things about the U.S. Army Technical Escort Unit is that when we take samples, we do it in such a way as to provide or maintain a chain of custody. We routinely practice to ensure that samples that we take could be used in a world court or a U.S. court.
Jonathan Tucker, who served as a U.N. inspector looking for weapons in Iraq, says such steps are important because the U.S. has some credibility problems.
Many countries might be skeptical that, for example, the United States might plant such weapons if they don't exist. So I think the U.S. will have to address that skepticism directly and provide very compelling evidence and objective evidence that these weapons do in fact exist.
Tucker, who now works at the Institute of Peace, says that in order to satisfy other countries, samples will need to be divided up and sent to several labs outside the U.S. Tucker says that from the U.S. point of view, that process backfired in 1998 when U.S. officials presented evidence to the U.N. that Iraq was using the nerve agent VX.
There were fragments of Scud missile warheads that the U.S. claimed had remnants of VX on them. Unfortunately, when samples were sent to labs in France and Switzerland, they were unable to confirm those detections.
U.S. officials aren't saying whether other countries will get to test any new samples they collect in Iraq. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.